Hello, everybody. Welcome to Dear Mama. This is Shy.
And I'm Bella. Welcome, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. It is a wonderful Wednesday, and we have some great things to discuss with you guys.
We are going to talk about celebrities and how they use their star power to impact our communities.
We feel like some celebrities, not all of them, but most of them, especially with like reality TV, have a bad reputation. It's always about the tea and what they did wrong. But we just want to highlight some things that they do well and that they do for the good of our people and our community.
Okay, so starting off, we are going to talk about the queen of reality TV. Mm-hmm. And I yeah, I am by no means a Kardashian fan. The entire family really just irks my nerves, especially Kim. But recently, she went to go see the president, Donald Trump, to get him to pardon this woman, Alice Johnson, who did 21 years in prison for possession of cocaine. She got a life sentence. And so she is really out there fighting for prison reform. And she actually got Donald Trump to pardon this woman after she has spent 21 years in prison. So
right,
yeah, Kim Kardashian gets a gold star from me because
she's a goat. You can't get him to do anything.
No, she really is. So Kim Kardashian is not number one, but she's the first celebrity that I think should be noticed for doing well in our communities.
Yeah, yay Kim, thank you. Next, we're gonna talk about Colin Kaepernick. I mean, we're all very familiar with his stance and his beliefs and that he's really just gonna ride for us. And so I really won't get into like detail about him, but just as far as us and our rights and being oppressed, he, I feel like, is a really big supporter of us as a people. And I really feel like we need to support him more. Like, the guy really is unemployed.
Yeah, he really is unemployed. But not only for us is Kaepernick. Yeah, he is he's really fighting for the oppression of not only blacks but all people of color. And I just think he's the new face of civil rights, and go Cap. I'm all things Cap.
Yeah.
Take a knee. I'm gonna not watch the NFL, you know, in my mind, go Falcons. But yeah, I'm totally with Cap and what he's doing for our community. And so here we are, King and Queen Petty. I absolutely love them as a couple, and I love for what they did recently. You know, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen are very, very vocal about their feelings for our president. And for his birthday on June 14th, John, he's a Gemini. I'm so embarrassed to say that. But John and Chrissy Teigen, for Donald Trump's birthday, he turned 72. They, each member of their family, and I'm going to quote Chrissy Teigen, on this auspicious occasion, in order to to make Trump's birthday great again, each member of our family has donated $72,000 to the ACLU. And for those of you who don't know, it's the American Civil Liberties Union. Team petty, what you think?
Yeah, they're petty, but they made a statement because I saw it everywhere.
And the reason they did this was because of President Trump's zero tolerance policy, where any migrant entering the country illegally were immediately prosecuted, and which meant that they were separated from their families. And so there's a lawsuit that the ACLU is handling against the president for that policy. He has since created an order or written an order to end the zero tolerance policy. And today in the news, a judge has ordered that those children be reunited with their families within 30 days.
Yeah.
And that sooner. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Like, I couldn't even imagine being a few days. My baby's all away right now, and I'm going crazy to get to him. Like, I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, it was absolutely crazy. But yay for John Legend and Chrissy Teigen.
Yay, they deserve it.
So next, I am not real familiar with these next millennials. So I'm going to let Bella talk about Meek Mill, J. Cole.
Yeah, J. Cole and a few more people who kind of stood out to me at the BET Awards. Everybody knows that the BET Awards aired this past week. And a few celebrities, they really made a statement in their performances, their speeches. I mean, just everything. So we're just going to kind of go through a few highlights from the BET Awards. So John Legend gave the Humanitarian Award. And somebody that I feel like is really slept on, especially in our community, is Sean King. And he was honored. He was given a humanitarian award. If you're not familiar with him, he's very vocal when it comes to injustices in our community. Most people know him from Facebook.
Is that the same Sean King with the post? I mean, it says Sean King, but I didn't know if that was the same guy.
Yes.
So, yeah, Sean King is really known for his posts and for bringing our issues to the forefront on social media. So, yay to Sean. And for BET for recognizing these unsung heroes, or these everyday heroes.
Another person who got the Humanitarian Award was the guy at the Waffle House who stepped in when the gunman kind of took off in Waffle House, James Shaw. He was recognized, and a few others who really deserved it. And typically, I don't feel like BET, especially on the awards, I don't think they're so political. But I feel like they kind of back the agenda of all of these people. Like J. Cole, his performance, well, the song in itself is a message. Meek Mill, his performance.
Yeah, I was not a Meek Mill fan. Actually, I didn't know much about Meek Mill, except he used to date Nicki Minaj.
Really?
yeah, I mean, that was all I knew about Meek Mill. And I knew when he was freed, when he was released from prison recently. But that performance, once I watched it, like really, really, really touched me. He touched on so many social issues that affect our community, like black on black crime,
police brutality,
prison reform. It is. You've got to see it. If you have not seen the BET Awards, I urge you to go to YouTube and search for the Meek Mill performance on the BET Awards. You've got to see it. It was very, very touching.
Yeah, I feel like this was the most like woke BET Awards yet.
I hate that saying.
I know, but it was. It was. I mean, if woke really had a meaning, that would be it.
But isn't that the name of the song? Isn't it like "Stay Woke" or something?
Oh wow!
So,
oh my gosh.
Okay. Let's see, who else?
Ryan Coogler.
Oh yeah.
Who was the director of Black Panther?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
His acceptance speech. I would YouTube that too. I mean, it wasn't like long, but he touched on our heritage and getting to know who we are. And I keep saying we, but we are Black. Shy and I, we're both Black, all Black. So when I say we, I mean people, brown people. And I don't even like to get into the whole Africa thing. That's for another day. But he basically said that we should visit Africa if we haven't. He gave a couple references. So, yeah, YouTube that and just kind of get a little more knowledge, and you too can be woke.
And speaking of Ryan Coogler, forgive me. And y'all don't revoke my Black card. I have yet to see Black Panther.
Are you serious?
I've not seen Black Panther, but everybody keeps telling me what a great movie it is. Wakanda forever.
Forever. Mbaku. That's Bud's favorite part.
and this has absolutely nothing to do with the community, but the producer of the BET Awards, what is her name? Deborah Lee. She's leaving BET, and she gave herself the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
That is the way to leave, people. Like, I'm going to award myself for what I've done for this network.
The President Obama mic drop.
Oh, yeah. Deborah Lee out. Yeah, that's the way you leave, people. She did that. But, okay, back to our celebrity philanthropists.
Yeah, so from the BET Awards, I believe it's the last thing we're going to talk about, the BET Awards, but Jason Mitchell, you may know him from The Chi. He was in Straight Outta Compton, and most recently, he's in Superfly. But he kind of made it was in a joking form, but he was legit, like,
serious,
telling the truth. Where he said 911 is for emergencies, not your insecurities. And he was referencing the barbecue Becky
I hate that situation. They call that lady barbecue Becky.
And that was the lady in Oakland who called the police on the Black people having a barbecue. And so they were like really political, I feel, this year at the BET Awards. I mean, it's usually a lot of hoopla to me. I actually stopped watching a couple years ago. But I was glad I sat down and watched it this year, because they really weren't just acting like clowns or like y'all think we act.
Yeah, I have to give kudos to the BET Awards and for those who made their statements on civil rights and politics and all of the issues that really are affecting our communities right now. If you are a celebrity and you have that platform, what better way to get those issues heard? And I have one final comment, and there are many, many celebrities who are very, very vocal about the Me Too movement. And that started with sexual harassment against women in Hollywood and in the entertainment industry as a whole. And this year, Alicia Keys, Janelle Monáe, and some other celebrities attended women's marches that were held all over the country. And one of those issues, one of the women's issues, is the Me Too movement. So shout out to all of those women who are coming forward. Yeah. And saying, you know, this happened to me and everybody should know. And yeah, me too. So we want to thank you for listening today, hanging out with us for a minute.
Yeah, and so we want to hear from you guys. We only touched on a couple things and a couple celebrities. But we know there are many more out here making their mark and doing positive things in and for our communities. And so tell us about your favorite celebrity and something that they've done positive. We're always kind of tuned into the tea and the messy things that they do. But they're human just like us. And so we want to kind of shed light on the positive. Yes, don't forget to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. It's Dear Mama Podcast.
And subscribe to our podcast. We're basically on most platforms that host podcasts, especially the two major Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. So you can find us there. And so next week is a holiday. It is the 4th of July, and it is a very special holiday to Bella and I, not because of America's independence.
No, not at all.
It is especially not. But it is a very special day, and so it's going to be a very special episode. Tune in. We're going to do a very special tribute. Yes. To someone very near and dear to us, and you know, we may have a few surprises for you.
So thank you guys again so much for tuning in. Again, share. We had a great time with you guys today, and we look forward to chatting with you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.